This is a CKTZ News Update. Humans and horses have had a unique relationship worldwide for thousands of years. Horses have been used domestically in farm settings for specific jobs for centuries, as well as recreationally. But in the last couple of decades, they've been assisting humans to heal from trauma, help disabled individuals, and help humans reduce stress. Orion Lee Johnston has been doing this kind of work for two decades. She originally set up private sessions on Cortez Island with two draft horses named Omar and Raven. She calls it horse spirit medicine and has worked in various settings as far away as East Africa.
The official title is Equine Guided Learning, and there's a training process. We have a professional association, Equine Facilitated Wellness Canada, and I'm a member.
And where, Lee, did you first come to understand about the unique relationship between horses and humans?
Michelle McDonald, who teaches meditation at Hollyhock, I was already doing natural horsemanship lessons with Francis Guthrie about 20 years ago exactly, actually, this summer. And that was more about the personal partnership with horses, doing groundwork and learning to ride and things like that, late in life, late midlife. And then Michelle gave me a book called The Tao of Equus. Everything changed. I read it, and it was about the time I was leaving Hollyhock, and I just thought, this is what I want to do next. I looked in the back of the book, I looked up her website, the author's website. She's in Arizona, but one of her main trainers is on Vancouver Island. So I took the program there and then interned there the next year and began to do this. I didn't have horses of my own. Francis and I have done some of it together. For many years, we did, my friend in Goldstream, Mary at Mary's Farm and Sanctuary, we did an annual weekend retreat for Royal Roads University Continuing Studies as an elective in their mindfulness certificate program, and we called it Mindfulness and Horse.
Okay, and how would you describe, though, this unique relationship that humans have with horses? What is it about them as a species that gives us a special bond?
Let me say several things. Again, very science factual based. In the presence or company of a horse that's at rest or paying attention to you, the electromagnetic field of our brain and our heart as humans come into coherence. So if we're feeling unregulated or a bit stressed or out of kilter or not present, in the presence of our nervous system regulates and we really come home, I guess is the way to describe it. And my particular approach is a very somatic body orientation because of my own Buddhist practice, which is a somatic practice in a Tibetan Buddhist lineage called meditating with the body. So I've incorporated that practice, which matches very well with the way that our field approaches, our professional field, the working with the humans and the horses.
Now, it'd be hard because we don't have a horse here who can answer for us. But what do you think the horses get out of the relationship with humans?
I can tell you, in this way of relating, when a new person comes or new volunteers, the first thing we do is, as the website says, slow down into horse time. And we actually do a kind of body awareness practice, feet on the ground, rooting into the earth. And the last thing we do at the outset is go over and pet the horse on the head. So what the horses receive is a sense of being respected for themselves rather than what the human wants from them or with them. And it's very interesting. Just did it the other day with someone who's newly volunteering, who's had a lot of horse experience. And I said, do not reach out and touch the horse. And this person was then working now with two horses, I'll tell you in a minute. And she was with them without touching them, which she had never been before. And then what happens is you simply become another horse and you're part of the herd.
I guess that's where there's a true similarity, is that mm-hmm. both humans and horses are herd animals.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So they're great teachers about how we relate. There's many programs, I've led some, on horses and leadership. Who's the alpha horse? Who pushes who? What's the pecking order? Who gets the hay first? Who's the mare looking out for the well-being of the herd? Who's standing guard when another horse is lying down sleeping? And it's a dynamic, flowing way of leadership that shifts depending on the purpose and the the function at the time.
So what kinds of programs or workshops or sessions do you offer?
This year, I'm probably just doing individual sessions or with two people or a family. I would say maximum maybe of four people. I'm taking a break from the responsibility of a group of people with horses. And my very favorite thing to do, I'm at a certain time of life where I'm not building a business, it's more receiving the interest, is when there's a series of maybe three sessions and a relationship begins to happen, and someone, a human or a pair that come together, really drop into this experience with the horses, and it can be life-changing.
And what kind of people come seeking these sessions?
It runs the gamut from someone who's done all kinds of trauma therapy, you know, not horse trauma therapy, who just wants an experience of peace in their body and in their mind without anxiety. And we can do that with a horse. And then rather than having the story of their difficulties or their traumas, it brings them into a sense of peace right now and love with this horse and hearts open. So
it sounds like it's a visceral as well as an intellect or a mental experience.
I would say it's not particularly mental, except when there's an aha, I can feel like this. And sometimes here a volunteer will come and have had a very hard working kind of stressful week, and just the picking up the manure and filling the hay nets and then sitting down on the salt block and listening to the horses chomp away on their dinner is just decompressing. And that alone is great.
And I know, just a couple other questions to wrap up, Lee, is that this work has taken you as far away as Africa.
That's right. For over the whole last decade, I haven't been now for 3 years because of the pandemic, but over 10 years, I went back just about every year and did some horse medicine work there, some individual sessions at a place called Healing with Horses Zimbabwe. It's Zimbabwe that I've been going to, where there's special kids with special needs, orphans that learn how to ride. It's a sanctuary there in a very difficult place economically, politically, environmentally. And I found myself led to this sanctuary and then the wilderness safari things, and being able to bring this to, for example, a group of Red Cross medical personnel came to go riding in the wilderness. And first we did just a half an hour of this and asked them to connect with their horses first and just feel into them rather than hop on and dash off. And one of them didn't want to go riding out in the bush fast and was scared. So I and the horse handler, my friend Douglas Chinomo, got her on a horse, did a relaxation on the horseback and asked her to feel into her body and then begin to move. And then the body begins to move. And Douglas led her around the whole field just slowly. And then I'm like, listen to the bird, feel the sun on your skin. And all the while her body's in this beautiful rhythmic motion. And then her heart rate slows down and her nervous system regulates. And by the end she was beaming. And then I welcome to Zimbabwe.
Just a final question, Lee. And that is, so you don't have horses yourself anymore, but you're still able to offer programs or sessions here on Cortez?
Yes.
Tell us about that just to finish off.
Okay. Coincidentally, letting Omar and Raven go was tough and necessary for various reasons. And then my neighbor, Kathy Winter, has two horses now, and she has named her horse home Mystic Moon Stable because her main horse is named Moon, and this is near Smelt Bay. And she has a beautiful set up there, and she also has a B&B. So the nest is at Mystic Moon Stable. So at the moment it's Moon and Hannah, two beautiful mares, and horse companions change all the time, but for the moment that's it.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.